This is a dictation for Mr. Wayne Barnett, W-A-Y-N-E-B-A-R-N-E-T-T. Wayne Barnett is a gentleman who is here for a follow-up evaluation. The patient date of birth, 10-24-1970. Date of accident is 9-8-2021. Date of service is 8-28-2022. The patient reports that he is here for a last visit. He has made up his mind to be discharged from services of all providers. He doesn't want any physician visits for medical treatment or any physical therapy or any other treatments. He reports 50% improvement at this time in his symptoms. He is ready to go back to work. He does a supervisory job at his work, so he's not directly lifting any weight. He's signed a release. He doesn't want to be getting any further treatment, no injections, surgical consultation, or neuropsych evaluation or treatment. He wants to be discharged from physical therapy and all entire medical care. According to him, pain is still 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of neck and lower back, especially the lower back, and the left shoulder is also slightly painful to the level of 5, and he's able to lift his arm up to 120 degrees of abduction without any major issues. His strength in the arms are pretty good, and he's not able to, he's able to carry some weight like phones. He does not drop phones or and no radiation of the pain is reported. ADLs are only affected 6, while there is a 50% relief in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs for the system review. As well as for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 157/97. Pulse is 71. Pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of July 24, 2023. Dictation number 0724-030. With the following difference. General review remains the same. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. The patient is able to lift his arm up to 150 degrees of abduction without any problem on an active motion, and passive motion is normal. The Hawken Kennedy test is still positive. The anterior and posterior apprehension test is positive. However, the patient has an increased range of motions. The right shoulder is completely normal. Both the knees are completely normal examination at this time. No tenderness or swelling or asymmetry is noticed, no crepitus. The examination of the musculoskeletal system also is improving. In the cervical spine, the range of motions are as follows. The flexion is forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. No pain during hyperextension. And all the maneuvers that are listed in the template are negative at this time, except for straight leg raising test that was slightly painful after 50 degrees. The sacroiliac joints are still mildly tender. However, the iliac compression test, standing flexion test, distraction test are negative. Faber test was positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test was positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Please mention in the hand and in the extremities examination beside the left shoulder and the knees that there is a normal exam of both the wrist and both the hands. No muscle weakness or atrophy of the muscles is noticed. No thinner prominence atrophy is noticed. Range of motions are normal. Sensations are intact. The Tinel sign, T-I-N-E-L, and Phalen sign, P-H-A-L-E-N, Phalen signs are negative for the both the wrists, and no other pathology. Notice diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has been is being discharged from medical care upon his request. No further physical therapy, neuropsych therapy, or any other treatments are ordered at this time. Thank you. The record of the discharge will be sent to all the concerned parties. Appreciate it.